Momentarily, we're going to talk to Pat Tomasulo of WGN-TV's Morning News about the big, it's the 10th one now, the 10th annual Laugh Your Face Off. It's coming up Saturday, September 21st at Park West, featuring some of Chicago's best stand-up comedians and also some great food, silent auction, and more. And now, as seen on TV, it's Pat Tomasulo. Are there any tickets left for this thing, Pat?
There are, I think at last count, there were about 10 tickets left.
Wow.
That's all we have left. So if you're interested in coming, there are about 10 seats right up in the balcony. The Park West ticketing site is a little tricky to figure out, so you got to zoom in on some seats up there. But they're in the balcony. We got about 10 left.
This silent auction, you've got some unbelievable items there. So do people have to be there, though, to bid on the auction items, or can they do that online?
Yeah, it's all online.
Oh, great.
So anybody who's listening, anybody anywhere in the country, I mean, if you can get here to claim the prize or experience the prize, anybody in the country can bid. It's all virtual, so you don't have to be present to win. You don't have to attend the event live to win. Anybody can bid, and bidding will end the night of the event.
Cubs tickets, Bulls, Blackhawks. You got cruises on yachts with celebrities, and even a Tom Skilling dinner. Plus, Pat will officiate at your wedding.
Yeah,
that's got to be worth many tens of thousands of dollars, doesn't it?
Well, we're gonna find out, because that's about how much it's gonna take for me to leave my house and go to somebody's wedding. I can tell you that much. I was talking to my wife. Crazy high opening bid. She's like, do you really want to do this? I said, not really. She goes, then I think the price is about right.
let's get to the real heart and soul of this. How is your wife doing? And talk a little bit about where all the money's going, Pat.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not going to be anything but honest. She's not well. She's kind of in that bucket of patients who are untreatable. And the sad reality is, with this disease, the longer you have it, it progresses. You know, the pain gets more intense. It mutates. It shifts. It starts impacting other parts of your face and your head. And, you know, your body tries to compensate for all that pain. And then you have other things that start going wrong. So she's not in a great place, but that's why we do this. All the money we raise goes to the Facial Pain Research Foundation, which is a foundation that I've become one of the executive trustees of. I help run the foundation now with a few other really incredible people. And our mission is just to fund research that will hopefully one day cure the disease, but in the meantime, provide some new alternatives to treatment. Because a lot of the treatments now, listen, there are some people who have success with them, but a lot of the medications have horrific side effects. A lot of the surgeries are incredibly invasive, and there are so many patients for whom none of this stuff works.
With roughly 400,000 people in the United States suffering from this, why don't we hear more about it?
Well, you know, 400,000 is not a lot. You know, it's not a lot.
I guess you're right.
You know, it's a rare thing, and the other reason you probably don't hear more about it is because the reality is there are probably more people who have this, but it is woefully under. There's so little knowledge about it. There are so many patients we've had over the years who've gone. I mean, Bob, I'm sorry. We have one woman on our committee who went 19 years without a diagnosis.
Wow.
19 years, right? And that's so common. There are so many dentists and doctors who don't know anything about this disease, and they misdiagnose patients for years and years. And that's probably another reason why you don't know much about it, too, because a lot of people in the medical community don't know much about it.
It's, let's see, let me give the website here for all the info, and if you want to bid on one of those great auction items, laughyourfaceoff.org, laughyourfaceoff.org. Pat, are you still the only broadcaster besides me who does not have a podcast and does not play pickleball, or have you given in?
Oh, for God's sake, with this pickleball, if I have one more of my friends talk to me about pickleball... It's like they hit their 40s. I'm like, can we go back to our 20s when you were selling Amway instead? Talk to me about that. It's like, it's a cult, man. It's the Scientology of recreational sports. These people think they're getting a workout. They're playing on a court the size of an area rug, and it takes two of them to cover one side. I think you burn negative calories when you play pickleball.
All I know is it'll screw up my tennis game, and that's messed up enough as it is. It's laughyourfaceoff.org, and good luck with everything, Pat. Our best to your wife, and do me a favor. You were nice enough last time to do it. You think you could throw my name in a sports highlight clip on the WGN-TV Morning News?
What do I have? One more coming up today. If I don't get it today, I'll get it tomorrow. I got to try and do it today. What did I say last year? Do you remember?
I don't recall.
You know what the best part about that was? Is that all the nudniks on the desk with me thought I was being like slick. They didn't realize it was a bit. Like, I think they thought I was needling you. I'm like, no, I'm doing it for him, you dopes.
Oh, yeah, I think Joe might remember. Do you remember that, Joe?
Yeah, it was a White Sox highlight, and Pat said that Bob was in the crowd with a not-so-in-shape gentleman.
Did I say that? Oh, my God. I'm going to figure something. I'll get you in. Yeah, why not?
Always good talking.
You keep having me back. I'll keep doing it.
You got a deal.
All right.
Pat, appreciate it.